855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY. Keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With Tim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday. This is the first day of August in the year of our Lord, 2020. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Excuse me. I believe the gang's all here or will be here in a moment. A couple of quick things I wanted to hit on, just a couple of little facts. I did some calculations this morning. Guys, did you know that the buying power of the dollar has dropped 30 to 35% year over year? I didn't know that, but I calculated it out. No wonder it seems like the prices of everything are going up. They are. Insurrection. Well, yeah, it's going on. Communist, Marxist, insurrection under many different titles, Antifa, Black Lives Matter. Wow, it's a mess, guys. But it does seem to be slowing slightly. If you notice, all of this is happening under the far left Democratic leadership in these cities. It's going to bite them in the ass in the end. We're starting our solar fridge project we talked about 18 months ago. Lori's got a friend of one of the at one of these rent-to-own places that she says will drop her off a working refrigerator, and that's where we're going to start. We'll give you updates as it progresses. So, Rick and Lori, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, how's everything going, guys?
Everything is going well. I do have some things to say about the dollar and metal and stuff like that. But before I do that, I want to mention that picture I sent you about 15 minutes ago. This is...
Yes.
A hilarious thing. When you and yeah, when you have sourdough starter, and I have a pair of quart jars that go, and what happens is that because the thing is in a constant state of fermentation, if you don't do anything with it, it will just basically become an alcoholic beverage to the point where, in which is what happens with almost all alcoholic beverages, is at some point the alcohol content gets high enough that it kills the yeast. Well, you're not going to let that happen to your starter. What you're going to do there is once a day, or some people do it twice, you're going to pour the top half off. Now, if you go for about 2 days, it takes about 2 days here. If you go for 2 days, you'll actually see a clear liquid come to the top, and it looks about like beer. It has an amber kind of a color. That is your starter turning into an alcoholic beverage, and you're obliged to pour that off and then refeed your starter with some flour and some clean warm water. Well, there was a young man. Well, he's not young anymore. I met him when he was 2. He was my wife's youngest brother. And he is the guy, he's the young man who has been working with me through his whole life. I suppose, you know, there have been those times when I have been a bad influence and other times a good influence, but by and large, he has turned out to be a stellar individual. But I'm afraid what he did catch is a virus from me called curiosity. And so he decided about 3 mornings ago that instead of pouring the hooch off, he was going to fry it. And so he made a sort of a kind of a Native American fry bread out of the hooch instead of pouring it down the drain. Well, he was just bragging.
I can see where this is going.
Well, no. No, not really, because you're going to say something about the alcohol. Believe me, that cooks off in seconds. And when that hooch hits the pan, you want to definitely have your nose. You want to pull your nose back, because that stuff will mess you up. When you get I just did it about 20 minutes ago. When you pour that in there and it hits the hot oil, that alcohol comes up real fast, and it stings your nose pretty good. But what does happen, and this is unusual, and I did not anticipate this when I did it this morning, is that the hooch has a very citrus wang to it, almost like lemon zest. I guess it would be, you'd liken it to plain yogurt, probably. So it would be like fried yogurt bread. So in mine, I put cilantro, jalapenos, salt, and the green onions. And it is, first of all, it is delicious. Abs, you could sell this stuff. I promise you could. The other thing that I was surprised at was the bright citrusy flavor that it had. I was just completely stunned by that. I was not expecting that. Even the crispy edges were better than the middle. It was it would be like a weird cracker. It was just unbelievable. So if you have sourdough starter, and if you've been throwing all of your starter, putting it in the sink every day, you might want to try frying it up with some herbs. And I'm sure, you know, let your creativity be your guide there, whatever you have around in the way of herbs. I'm sure things like parsley or cilantro or chives or anything would be great. A little salt and pepper, you'd be on your way. Anyway, and so I digressed on that. But I wanted to get that out of the way before I forgot, because it was such a, you know, a lot of the experiments that we do, are, I would consider them like flops, you know. And so when I do have an accidental, what did you think about that? Was that strange? Yeah. When I do have an accidental success.
It looked great to me. I'd love to try it.
Well, nothing's stopping you. Let it go a little bit. Unload, please. Yeah, somebody's trying to turn off my fry bread here. We can't have that. It's not all the way done yet. Because of its really high moisture content, it does take a while. Before the show, I was able to eat the edges, which was just unbelievably stellar. It would probably make an amazing naan or flatbread, I guess it is a flatbread. It would be like Indian fry bread without the sugar. I watched a video this morning to see how it differed from Native American fry bread. I watched one from the Navajo Reservation. Fascinating stuff. This gal was going to use powdered sugar. This wouldn't be that. But I'll tell you, you know, it's been a shame how much of that hooch I poured down the drain now that I've realized what I've done. You know, quite possibly you could put it in a jar and keep it in the refrigerator to slow it down and use it. I texted this young man, he's not young, he's in his 50s now, this morning, and he said he did it again today. I guess that's going to be his breakfast from now on. You do have to feed your starter every day. So I guess that's going to be a regular deal with him. Might be interesting to try it once with powdered sugar or something to see what you wind up with. I know in Virginia in the Army, they ate grits every way you can imagine. Red-eye gravy or salt and pepper or syrup. It didn't matter. It was just, you know, it depends on the day and who was sitting next to you and what they were doing to their grits. And I could see how quite possibly this hooch could turn out to be the same sort of, you call it, a media for artistic expression. I could see that. So now that we're past breakfast, with
you wanted to mention something about the dollar, Rick.
Yeah, I do. I was looking at the U.S. debt clock, which you will find at usdebtclock.org. I don't know who is behind that. I don't know if it's John Williams. I'm sure it is not George Soros. But what is interesting here is that they continue.
Is John Williams the shadow stat guy?
Yeah. Yes, he is. That's him. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that. I don't know either, but I do know it's been out there for 15 years or so.
Yeah, well, what I wanted to explain to you folks is that it's a moving, this thing's alive. It moves constantly. It'll show you that the national debt increases about $1 million right around every 12 seconds or so. But because that moves, everything on the clock has to move. If you've ever seen a really complicated clock, you know, it'll have moon phases, an hour hand, a minute hand, a second hand, different time zones. I mean, but everything moves because time moves. So this debt clock is a clock, and it's constantly moving. In 1913, what they do is they'll take the amount of silver available, and they will do a division problem that as compared to the number of dollars in circulation. And you wind up with a basic value of silver in a way. You know, you could say that if you linked the dollar back to a precious metal, I think that's what you'd be doing here, I think. And that's what it looks like to me. 1913,
right.
It was $2 and was it 65? $2.65. Yesterday, it was $3,966 and no cents. Makes no sense. So the U.S. debt clock has an ounce of silver valued at almost it'll be $4,000 by Monday. You know, a billion a week or is it a billion a day? I can't remember. You have money, phony money, into circulation. But that's, that of course makes silver go up. If the world supply, as they determine it, the world supply of silver right now is about 50 billion ounces, okay? 50 billion ounces. I heard a fellow
and that
on one of these...
amount, Rick, let me interrupt you so people know. That amount, folks, is not like gold. Yes, there are industrial uses for gold, but silver is used at a much higher rate. For industrial purposes. When it's used for industrial purposes, that means it goes away. Okay, it's not really recoverable.
Not at these prices.
Go ahead, Rick.
You can't. Yeah, nobody can recycle. Nobody could make it. You'd just lose money trying to recover that. Even if you could make everybody take the appliances that utilize solar, which is practically everything electronic. Even if you could get everybody to take all that stuff to one repository, you still wouldn't be able to get the silver out of the stuff and make money at it. If silver goes to $600 an ounce, then you might actually be able to try to recycle. But the point is, that's only 5 days of U.S. deficit spending. So this fellow on this one YouTube I saw said gold is much rarer than silver. That is not at all true. There's a lot more gold out there.
No, it's not.
Yeah, there's a lot more gold out there than silver. And
look at the Grand Canyon.
Come on.
They're estimating 350 billion ounces of gold in the Grand Canyon, which is part of the strategic reserve. Yeah, and that's not going to be mined until the government says it can be mined.
Yeah, you put a foot across that line, and they'll probably just shoot you on sight. It's there.
Tivoli.
So there's a lot more gold. The other thing, of course, is nobody is throwing gold. Nobody's putting that in a landfill. So almost all gold that has ever been mined and produced is still in someone's possession. It's like 99% of all gold that's ever been created. Someone has it somewhere. That is just not true of silver. Silver gets used up at a frightening pace. And I've mentioned before that people like Apple computers, they have their own silver hoard because they don't want to get themselves into a situation where silver is, and this is the situation as it's unfolding now, silver is getting more difficult to get. At some point, you won't be able to get it. They don't want to go out of business, so they've got their own silver hoard. So, you know, you've got that. So, I guess if...
And then
you
look at J.P. Morgan.
Well, of course, that's not for industrial... Well, they're not keeping it for industrial use. They're keeping it so they don't go out of business, period.
They're keeping it.
Yeah, that's right. And when the price gets high enough, they'll get out of that silver position, and then they will convert back securities of some kind when the timing is right, when that suits them. And I don't know, you know, that is a mystery to me. I am not the guy who can know these things. The dissolution
of silver.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, my guess is that they're going to hold that silver until it's needed for industrial use. When the price gets really high. Now, 650 million ounces of silver is a lot of metal. But then again, that could be used up in 3 years in industrial supply for industrial demands.
Yes, it certainly could be, unless, you know, there comes a day when they can figure out what to use besides silver, but no one that I know of has that plan in hand. So, you know, silver continues to be the go-to metal there. At some point back in the, I think, 70s, you know, the U.S. had silver, but they decided to sell it and get rid of it because the dollar was so great, you know. Things have changed.
Love, okay, buddy, hold that thought. And gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. I think taking calls at the top of the hour. Be right back.
Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Rick, you were talking before break.
No. Hang on. Nope. Lori, you've been very silent this past 20 minutes.
Yes, I have.
I'd like your opinion, please, on what we've been talking about. What are your gut feelings on where we're going in the next few months with the dollar dropping, inflation really kicking in, which is just normal, another word for taxation. Where do you see things going in the next few months, please, ma'am?
Well, if the Democrats don't get in office, honestly, down the toilet. Okay, that's my thought. Okay.
I think it's going either way. I think you have
two choices here, hell or hell. I think that's where it's going. But I appreciate the thoughts. I used the break, of course, to burn my mouth on fried rice, well, fried hooch. And while I was doing that, I was thinking, if the hooch is that good, then the starter, fried starter, probably would be too. So a lot of people will put their sourdough starter in the refrigerator so they don't have to feed it so much. It slows down the reaction quite a bit. And
right.
Also, when I walked in to get some, I see my wife still walking by pulling pieces of it off, which now this is a good sign. That means that it's a decent snack, and she's trying to figure out what to think. She's thinking with her mouth full, which I can hear. It's audible. If you were to, instead of pouring the hooch down the drain or frying it, what you could do is I've got to feed the starter here in a minute. When that doubles in size, which it will by, well, within two to three hours at room temperature, it will foam up, double in size. If I poured half of that on into two more jars, started two more jars of starter, which I can do with the starter I already have, it's just yeast. You can grow it as basically as much and as fast as you would like, depending on how much food you give it and what temperature it is. I could maybe take some of this, get a couple of jars of it into the refrigerator to slow the yeast down, and then instead of fried hooch, it could be fried starter. It'd be interesting to see if that tastes about the same, if it has the same unusual citrusy wang to it. It's very difficult to comprehend. It has the wang of sun-dried tomato. You know, if you've ever eaten a sun-dried tomato, it has a very distinct, pungent flavor. This has that sort of citrusy aspect to it. Of course, I'm changing the subject again, but I'm thinking out loud here, which you should be able to hear the gears because I didn't oil my head. Thinking out loud about, you know, producing some additional jars of starter, which, by the way, and what's wrong with having four jars of starter instead of two? These days, yeah. Well, seeing as how everybody snapped up all the yeast, starter's healthier for you anyway and better. And it produces a better tasting bread, I think. But by next week, I'll try to see if I can do some fried starter instead of fried hooch. And I'll let you know if it comes out about the same. I'm going to guess that it will. I'm going to guess that the alcohol content basically burns off. And I don't think that's changing the flavor much. I think the flavor is coming from the lactobacillus. When we've been over this, and I don't want to get caught on the subject, but
alcohol, absolutely pure alcohol, has no taste to speak of at all. Look at Everclear; it's not much taste. Hell of a kick, but not much taste to it.
Yeah. So what I'm undoubtedly tasting is the lactic acid, the lactobacillus, which is the probiotic part of, and that which is missing in yeast, the lactobacillus, when you proof your bread, when your bread is fermenting, sourdough bread, when it's fermenting, it's neutralizing all of the anti-nutrients and making it a real food instead of something that's going to make you sick. So I think I'm tasting the lactobacillus.
Hey, Rick, we got our break.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about our solar-powered refrigerator project for just a couple of minutes, then we're going to get into gardening. So give us a call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, gentlemen, in case anybody would like to call in number is 1-800-313-9443. Okay, where are we going from here?
Well Jim, we were going to talk about solar refrigerator project, but I'm stepping on Rick unintentionally.
No, I just want to inject one thought here before you do that. And I have it in my notes. One of the most important things that you can put in front of any sentence is what if. And what if I fried the hooch? What if I made a solar refrigerator? What if? What if? I don't know how people are not infected with the disease of curiosity. For me, it just drives me insane. I wake up in the middle of the night, and it starts, and I can't get back to sleep again, which, by the way, if you're one of those people that does that, start praying for people you know, and you'll go right back to sleep. It's just, you know, that exciting. It's that, you'll shut your brain up. So anyway, one more sentence. I have my youngest son. He would always engage me in conversation. And the first words out of his mouth were always, what would happen if? And he would always make up these crazy scenarios. Like, what would happen if a fish was swimming and a boat came by and he hit his face on the boat? And, you know, and I've got to be very well-rounded. Yeah, I became very well-rounded because I have to know the answer to everything. You know, everything that you can possibly think of, I got
to
know.
Well, you're dead. You have to.
Oh, that's it. You don't want to fall behind. You don't want to look like a big dummy. So, anyway, speaking of which, I don't know that much about your refrigerator. Maybe you better do it. Maybe you better talk about it.
Well, I have made up my mind that I am going to do it. It's that simple. The cost of the materials will take me 3 to 4 months to buy a little bit at a time. It's going to start with setting a refrigerator up. And then from there, I'm going to use that blue or pink insulation board. I think their R factors are about the same, but I'm going to check it out more. Could be wrong. From Lowe's, they're $15 a sheet. So I'll buy two of them. Probably going to buy some liquid nails to attach it to the sides of the refrigerator. And to the doors, too. Then I'm going to have to get an inverter to go from 12 volts to 120 volts. They vary in price. I'm not sure I trust the ones for $15. I'm looking more at the ones in the $75 range. I really want a 1,500-watt inverter, though technically a 1,000-watt one would do it. I need to get some solar panels. They'll run me for 200 watts worth, about $190. And then I want a 100 amp hour lithium ion gel battery, 12 volt. By my calculations, I wrote it down here. Let me grab it and see if I can read my own handwriting.
You said 800.
Well, I did total on it. But anyway, from memory, total comes out to about $800 in materials. So that's the reason I say it'll take me 3 to 4 months to get everything I need. From all the research I've done, and believe me, guys, I've done a lot of it. I've been looking at this for well over 3 months. I believe this will work. I truly do. And if the power goes out for whatever reason, and I don't know what that reason would be, but for whatever reason it goes out, then guess what? We have at least one refrigerator and a freezer on the top to keep food.
Well,
now,
really,
here at home, we've got two running...
That's not all you've got. You've got panels and lithium. You got solar panels and lithium ion battery to store it in. You could run the 12 volt LEDs all over the house with this unit. If you
absolutely
just decouple the stuff and use it in another way. Just saying.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You could do that. But I thought of that. And fact is, they even have 12-volt bulbs that will screw into a regular lamp or ceiling lamp that have the same base, E26 medium base. Yeah, I've been looking at this. You know, disconnect the power from, you know, one room's breakers and run at 12-volt. It's not very efficient because in a house you're using solid wire, and DC voltage really needs to go into a stranded wire, but it can be done. I would go with something different than that, but I'm just saying it could be done. You know, stranded wire is much more efficient for DC than solid wire because DC current only runs on the outside of the wire. Yeah. So therefore,
and so the more strands, the more strands, the farther the voltage goes without drop.
Exactly. But, you know, I would, you know, let's say in the living room, I would probably set up a regular floor lamp with a 12-volt bulb in it and run an extension cord to the inverter, you know, a short extension cord. It wouldn't have to be heavy wire. But, you know, then at night, you'd have light. You know, same thing could be done in the kitchen. You know, something simple. You know, that old KISS principle. So.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking another way to handle this would have been to, a lot of people, when they, if they build a house, they'll have, and it's not particularly pretty, but next to their 120-volt outlet, they'll have a soft wire outlet, and it would not be that difficult to run. Yeah, of course, if you don't have a basement, it would be a pain in the butt, but to drop soft wiring, cut a hole in the wall, drop soft wiring down, fish it down through the floor, and take it over to the location where your battery pack is, and you could have different outlets for DC, but obviously, you know, it's going to take you a day or two to get that set up. You probably want one in your bedroom, two or three in your living area, you know, maybe two in the kitchen, who knows. But running off LEDs, a 60-watt LED bulb here runs at 6 watts, which is not, that's really nothing. We had 4 60-watt bulbs in the hallway. I turned them over to, that was 160 watts to light the hall. Now the whole thing runs on 24 watts. And, you know, that's a good deal. So what I'm saying is the drag off of your machine would be minimal. So, you know, you could do this, or you can do it with extension cords. You know, either way, one would just be more trouble and look more finished than the other. But, you know, if the grid goes down tomorrow, you're not, if the first thing you do is start pulling wiring through the house, through the walls in a grid down, I would say you're one of those people who has everything in order, including your spiritual life. So, you know, I envy you if you've got time to pull wire during an EMP. But, you know, if you do, God knows you're my man or woman.
And that's another thing I wanted to ask you, Rick, on EMPs. Do you know if an EMP will affect the solar panel? Because I don't, and I have found nothing on it.
Well, I was told, I think, by John Moore that it doesn't.
Thing I'd have to have an extra one of is an inverter.
Yeah, it'll for sure it'll screw that up. Best make yourself a Faraday cage trash can, you know, and get it in there or something like that. I heard it doesn't do anything to the panels. Now, if that's incorrect, you got to take that up with Mr. Moore whenever you get the chance.
Okay. Well, of course, it would mess up the refrigerator, too, unless I could find without any circuit boards.
It's a funny thing you should say that, because back in the mid-80s, right before the great housing collapse of 07, I thought it would be a good idea to buy a townhouse to rent it out, and it was a horrible idea. The housing market collapsed. My $135,000 became $75,000 overnight. But the refrigerator, the washer, the dryer, the oven, it was all, what do you call it, builder grade. It was the bottom of the line. That stuff never breaks because it doesn't have any sophisticated components in it. It just keeps going and going and going. So we sold that to my son about 5 years ago, and he's still using those appliances because you know, it's the kind of refrigerator and stuff that you would have had back in the 60s, you know, that, like, they never broke. You know, it just went on and on.
Right.
You get a new one because the old one looks so damn bad. You take the old one, take it to the basement, and that became soda and beer and the freezer for some extra meat. But you didn't throw it out because it was still fine. Then your next new refrigerator broke, and the one in the basement's still fine. Anyway, I'm taking you off your subject right here.
Well, folks, call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We'd love to hear from you. But back to the refrigerator thing. To me, folks, it's a good investment. I'm going to make it. When I say make it, I mean, you know, construct this thing. And what I'll do, as parts come in and as things go together, I'll give you updates. Give you a real update when everything's put together and we see how it works. One thing I do want to do, though, to keep from putting a huge strain on the battery, I'm going to plug it into 120 first and get it all cold. If we're going to put stuff in the freezer, I'm going to get it in there, because the more stuff a freezer has in it, the more efficiently it operates. But like I said, when we get it done, and as I'm building it, I'll let you know how it goes. And if it goes well, maybe you guys will want to consider doing something like this. You know, overall, the amount of insurance it gives you is incredible. Okay, Rick and Lori, where do we want to go next, guys? We about beat this refrigerator thing to death.
Well, if Lori has no objection, I want to talk about the logging camp that walked down out of the mountains and into town to go to confession during Lent. Do you mind if I do that real quick, Lori?
Is that, go ahead, Rick.
Okay. All right, so here it is Lent, and we got a bunch of loggers up in the mountains, and they decided it would be a good idea to come down out of the mountains and go to church and go to confession. Now, we don't call it that anymore. It's called reconciliation, which actually is a far more intelligent and accurate term. It's what we would call getting right with God, of course. And there are reasons why. You know, it's a great idea to confess your sins in some way, not just because it's humiliating, which it is, but there's a profound, not purely psychosomatic, but there's a profound healing process that takes place there. Anyway, these boys come down, form a long line outside of the confessional. I don't know what they call it now, if it's the reconciliatory, I don't know. Yeah, outside the confessional. And first logger goes in and says to the priest, "Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been about 10 or 15 years since my last confession, and I've committed every sin a man can commit." And the priest says, "You mean you've murdered somebody?" And the logger says, "Well, no, I didn't murder anybody." And he goes, "Well, then you haven't committed every sin a man can commit. I want you to go back outside, and I want you to do a complete examination of your conscience and then come back to me." The logger walks outside, closes the door on the confessional, looks at the long line of loggers, and says, "Sorry, it's no use today, boys. He's only here in murder cases." Anyway, I wanted to bring, the reason I'm bringing this up is because of human frailty. Humans, every person is made one way or another, and they're made by God. And you're going to have some strengths, and you're going to have some weaknesses. You're going to have some built-in gifts, you're also going to have some chinks in your armor. In other words, there will be sins that you will commit repeatedly, even though you don't want to, just because you tend in that direction. And I want to say something about that aspect of humans, which I think needs to be mentioned here. It's not anything earth-shattering, but it's important from some point of view, and it is this. When a person has a flaw, that, believe me, you don't have to tell them, they already know it. If it causes them to kind of commit the same sin over and over, then they feel a certain way about that. They don't feel good about themselves. They get frustrated. They get down on themselves. They get depressed. And we'll be right back in depression.
We got a thing, buddy. Hey, folks, 1-800-313-9444. We'll do much anything you want to within reason. So we'll be right back.
Less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
On the levee, mama, water's gonna overflow. can train on down to Williams Point. You can bust your feet. You can
and welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Okay. Gentlemen, before we go any further, we do have a caller. We have Carla online. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. How are you all? How is everybody?
I'm doing good, Carla.
Good. Glad to hear everybody's doing okay. At least Tim is good. Hey, my question, thanks for talking about sourdough, Rick. I appreciate it. And my question is regarding water storage.
Okay.
Where do you find the big, like, 500-gallon, or 50-gallon, I guess it would be, 50-gallon, or 75? Where do we find those?
275.
Right.
And the wrench to open them.
What?
Well,
the wrench to open what?
Pardon me?
I'm confused.
The wrench to open what? The wrench to open the 55?
Oh,
yeah,
you
is there a
wrench? You don't need one.
You can...
All you need is a flat-bladed screwdriver and to tap gently. I don't have a wrench, but I use 55-gallon drums all the time. In fact, Lori and I are in the process of building a rainwater runoff to hit a rack where we can put four of them and daisy-chain them together. And that's all I use, just a screwdriver, a hammer. And you don't have to beat on me, just tap them gently.
Right.
Okay, okay. Well, where do I find those?
Well, down here in Salem, we've got them.
Well, that's a little far.
Thousands, but...
Tim, the guys in Australia won't come to Salem. I just want you to know that.
You know, the average, the price I've seen on road, you know, I know that south of Columbia, what is that road we go on to Columbia, Lori, the long part of it? Do you remember the highway number? Was it 63?
63 goes right through town.
Anyway,
yeah, but
south of Columbia on that road that goes between Rolla and Columbia, I'd say south on that road, about 40 miles, there's a guy that sells them, but I don't know how much he wants. Here, they're $20 each, and they're like brand-new, single-use barrels.
Tim, she lives on the other side of me, so that's...
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
Just look around, try Craigslist.
No, well, give me 5 seconds. I'm going to tell you. Go to Charlie's Farm and Home. They've got right inside the door. I think they're about $20, but they got the plastic food grade in there, which is nice because that way just sniff them, make sure it doesn't smell like carbolic acid or anything.
Okay, Carla, if you hold on through the break, we'll continue with your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we have break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Somebody must change. You are the reason I've been waiting so long. Somebody holds a key. Well, I'm merely in love. Just thank God the time. And I'm wasted and I can't find my way home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important.